I'm glad to be saved tonight.
Yeah.
How about you?
Amen.
I'm glad to be a part of the Church of God tonight. How about you?
Amen.
Thank God that, amen, that we are here to fellowship with the saints of God. And Brother Preston asked us to give an exhortation here, and I'm very nervous.
Thank the Lord.
And I need your prayers tonight. But I desire to share the Word of God.
Amen.
I feel that God has given me something to share. And we thank God for being in the city of Lenore.
Yeah.
It's been good. I've labored here, how many days? 2 days. Two full days we've been out. I got getting to know the people, and we've met different kinds of people. Praise God, we have some that have come out. God, I believe God is working.
Amen.
All the visitors, I thank God that God has been in this meeting.
Amen.
My soul has been blessed, and I'm excited about it. What's going on? Thank God for Brother Scott and the message he preached Thursday night, and last night, Brother Ken, and I said, Lord, now I got to follow those too. God help me tonight. But I'm glad that I'm free from sin tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a song we sing. It says, long in sin I sought for pleasure. Something that would satisfy. Something that would quit the thirsting of my soul. But you know what? But I found in sin's dominion. Naught I needed to supply.
Yeah.
Thank God I turned to Jesus.
Yeah.
And he made me whole.
Yeah.
We ask that you would bear with us. I know this time is late, and y'all just, when it's time for me to sit down, y'all tell me. God will tell me. But I come from a different background, and I may express myself a little different than you are accustomed to. But we pray that you would receive the word.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask, I moved quite a bit, and I'm going to ask these brothers, they're going to have the tag team to help me read. I didn't tell Brother Shannon, I told Brother Scott. And, there's quite a bit of reading, and the time is late, but we want to see what we can get to. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Luke. The book of Luke. And we're going to go to the 12th chapter. We're going to commence our reading at verse number 16. Brother Scott, I want you to start us off.
And he spake a parable
unto them, saying,
the ground of a certain rich man
brought forth plentifully.
And he taught the
people. Oftentimes, we know that in the Bible that Jesus Christ would use parables. We know that a parable is just simply something that will give us a story or an analogy to bring out a true thought or a lesson. And here Jesus Christ is bringing out a parable. And if you have a Thompson Chain Bible, it says the parable of a rich fool. And here this parable is bringing out a story, and it says the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. He had everything that he wanted. He brought forth much. All the cars that he wanted, no doubt. All the money that he wanted, no doubt. All the houses that he wanted. He brought forth plentifully. I'm living the life now. This life is wonderful.
He thought within himself,
saying, what shall I do?
Because I
you know what's up? There's a danger in doing too much thinking.
That's right.
There's a danger in doing too much thinking. You better get the mind of God.
That's right.
We better have the mind of God,
saying.
Yeah. Amen.
We better have the mind of God. Yeah. And he thought within himself,
saying,
what shall I do?
Because I have no room.
I got all this stuff. I got everything I want. I don't have no room for it. Read.
Where to bestow my fruit?
To bestow all of my stuff. Come on.
And he said,
This is what I do.
I will pull
I will tear all that down.
Come on. And build greater.
I will build greater.
And there will I be.
This is not enough. I want some more.
All my fruit.
I want I'm turning punctuously. I'm enjoying this. If I'm gonna tear it down, I don't feel great. I got all the jewelry I want. Uh-oh. I got all the women I want. I got all the men I want. For a woman. I hope.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm gonna feel great. It's not good enough. Come on, brother.
And I will say to my
soul. And I will say to my soul.
Soul, much good.
You got a lot of stuff.
Laid up for many years.
You got it all for many years. You can really come on.
Take thine ease.
Take thine ease.
Eat, drink, and be merry.
And be merry. Just relax now.
Yeah.
You got all you want. All the B-Wall 2s you want, brother.
Yeah.
All the boards you want, brother. You got everything you want. You know what? The fact of the matter is this. Most people don't even have that stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, sir. They don't even have that stuff. But they live as though they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh?
True.
Yeah. Come on.
True.
They don't even have that stuff.
But they live as though they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going, I don't need God.
Right.
I got time. I got time. Look at this. Look, take my ease. God's been good to me. I donate this and that. I get to charity. I go to church twice a week. No, three times a week. I visit the sick. I take the ease. Let's go to, what's that place called in North Carolina? Myrtle Beach. South Carolina. Myrtle Beach. I'm going to get my cold glass of lemonade for life. Come on, I better keep going here. Come on.
But God said unto him,
thou fool!
It's not.
Brother Tim didn't say that.
What are you going to call people a fool? God calls you a fool. God calls your name.
Yeah.
I didn't call you no name.
Thou fool!
This night!
Thy soul. And you're doing all this relaxing and all this eating and drinking and giving to marriage and doing everything you want to do, and you don't even know that tonight is your night.
That's right.
I wonder what people feel the way they do if they do tonight in their life.
Yeah.
Don't you know I can drop dead right here as I'm speaking to you? Don't you know you can drop dead right now as you're sitting in this room?
Come on. Come on. Don't you know that you're doing all this stuff? And this night.
That's right.
This night. This rich man, we won't get ahead of ourselves. Come on. Read.
This night,
thy soul shall be required of thee. Come on.
Then who shall those things?
Then who? Those things are going to belong to you. Then who's going to have your women? Who's going to have your cars? Who's going to have your jewelry? Then what? You know what? In a funeral procession, it's often been said, you never see a U-Haul behind the undertaker or the hearse, or whatever you want to call it. I know y'all some southern folks, I'm northern. We call it the undertaker. Is he taking you under? That's where you're going under. But you never find, you don't see a U-Haul. Sometimes, I went to a funeral in New Jersey one time, and there was a they had a custom. When I went to this, I've been to a couple of funerals there, and they would always ride by the person's house. After the funeral, they would ride by the person's house, I guess give them the last respect. Ride by the person's house, so they see their last, they just see that house. They didn't see it. They would ride by before they go to the cemetery to bury them, so they can see their last respect to their own home. People got big old houses. You know what this rich man did? He said, I don't have enough.
Right.
How many of us are spending our means too much?
Right.
You got enough room in your house, you're going to go buy a bigger one. Huh? I know this won't be your Bible.
This one, God, I guess. I didn't play this.
Huh?
Amen.
Friend.
Y'all don't hear me. Read, brother.
Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?
All right.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Yes. I want you to go with us to the book of Proverbs. Try not to get ahead of myself here. You all pray with us. Those that know the power of prayer, please pray. Please pray, I beg you. Proverbs, the first chapter.
Start reading at verse number 20.
You know, a fool is in need of wisdom.
A fool is in need of some knowledge. A fool is in need of some understanding. And I don't want to use that term loosely, but that's what God said.
Come on, verse 20. Come on.
Wisdom cries
without. Wisdom cries without.
She uttereth
her voice, in the streets.
She cries.
That voice of wisdom, that wisdom is God's voice that is speaking to our very hearts, the hearts of man. God's wisdom is crying in the streets. Come on.
She cries. She
go back to verse 20 again. Read it over again.
Wisdom
cries without.
She uttereth her voice.
She uttereth her voice. You know, let me go back. I want to say something else. About that fearing sumptuously. God has brought this to my mind. Brother Ken told me a story. And in this story, it was a rich man, I believe. And there was three other individuals. And I can't remember the individuals, but I'm going to make up my own. There was a doctor, a lawyer, and a preacher. I'm backtracking here. We're going to come back to this. And that in that analogy there, this man was getting ready to die. You know where I'm going with him? That young man, that man was getting ready to die. So he wanted to make preparations for his departure. And I don't believe that his preparation was his soul. But he wanted to make preparations for his departure. And so he says, listen, let me tell you something, lawyer. I got such and such amount, and I want to take it all with me. So he didn't want to trust it in one person's possession. So he told the lawyer, I'm going to give you this amount. And right when everybody is walking away from the grave, I want you to throw it in the grave with us, right? So he told the, you're the doctor. All right? I said lawyer already. So now somebody else, you're the doctor. So he said, doctor, I'm going to give you such and such amount, and I want you to throw it in there right before I leave.
I'm bringing out something here.
And you the preacher. I'm going to give you such amount, and I want you to throw it in there too.
And so, they, all of them see what they, see something in there. They see something in there. Let's put it that way.
And so they went back to the limousine, where they rode in together, and the Holy Ghost began to talk to them. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And that lawyer says, man, I got something to say. I know he told me to throw such and such amount in there, but I only put this amount in there. I kept the rest for myself. And so the doctor got under conviction too. And he said, well, I got something to say too. He told me to put this amount in there. And I only put this amount in there. So I kept such and such amount for myself as well. And the old preacher, he said, I got something to say too. Y'all good. I ain't put nothing in there. That bag was empty. I believe that's how the story went. Oh, yeah, yeah. He wrote him a check. Yeah, he put the exact amount. Yeah, he wrote him a check. You can try
to build up your name in this life. You can try to get all the schooling you want. You can try to be big on your job.
Don't burn.
Yes,
yeah. That's right.
Don't burn.
That's right.
It's going to perish. So you know what you better do? You better seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
You better call on him while he is near.
Amen.
Yes.
You better get some common sense.
Amen.
You know, the Bible is common sense.
Yes,
salvation is common sense. Alright, we're going to get back to this. Come on. Verse 20. Proverbs 1 and 20.
Wisdom crieth without.
She uttereth her voice in the street.
She cried in the chief places of concourse, in the White House.
Praise God.
He's there. The voice of God is there. Talking.
All in your Goldman Sachs corporation.
Wherever you at, the voice of wisdom, God's voice, is following us. Following us. Talking. As we were out in the streets of Lenore, God's voice was speaking.
Amen.
His voice was speaking. And people were under conviction. Crying in the streets. You know, in Chicago, that's where I was born and raised, I remember there's a highway called Lakeshore Drive. And this highway, it rides along the lake.
And on my way to the congregation that I worship there in Chicago, I had to go on Lakeshore Drive. And I can remember the countless mornings you would see all these wonderful people. They, on Sunday morning, I'm on my way to church, and they out there just running with their dog, wanting to be healthy. I need to be healthy. It says chocolate brittle. But not on Sunday morning.
Right.
When it's time to serve God.
That's right.
Huh? You try to be healthy. Listen, your healthy body can go to hell. You can have all the health you want. You can eat your barley and everything else. And be on only green smoothies and everything else. I don't eat no fried food. That's good for you. You're going to go to hell if you ain't saved. I don't care how healthy you are.
Right. Amen. I know I can
lose your weight.
But amen.
Amen. Praise God. I can live right.
Yeah.
Along that road, that highway, Lakeshore Drive, you'd also find to the right, they had the McCormick place.
And they were close to where the Soldier Field, where the Chicago Bears play. They have what they call tailgating. And you see them on Sunday morning. I'm on my way to church. You see them on Sunday morning. They got these grills out there. They get mobile homes. And come on, people. Stand for
food. Yeah, oh yeah. That's right.
I get everything I want. I'm going to root for the Bears that don't win all the time. You can see them, they got all their little gear on. And all I can say is wisdom is crying in the street. God is crying in the street.
Come on, I'm going slow here. Let me speed it up. Wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the street.
She cries in the chief place of concourse.
In the opening of the gate.
In the city.
Down at the bar, she's crying out. Down at the lounge. Down in the club, praise God. The voice of God is there right with you.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all, let's get out on the dance floor when God talks to you.
Come on, come on.
Down there playing your country music.
Come on home.
Thank God he listens to God's voice.
Amen.
Thank God this brother listens to God's voice wherever he was at. Praise God. Crying in the hospital room. God is trying to have mercy on people.
Yeah.
God is trying to help tonight.
Yeah.
There's somebody here that needs some help tonight.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it. And the voice of wisdom is calling. Come on home.
Yeah.
Come on home.
Yeah.
Wisdom is calling to you. You know what? God, I was coming to check there and over here with his brother, over sink. You know what? Not just for saints, for sinners. Some saints. You can get some stir in him.
Yeah.
Thank God he got the sand in his hand.
Yeah. Amen.
He'll fan your smoke. Huh? Yeah. You may be holding on just by a little thread. Praise God.
Yeah.
And God has come back.
Yeah. Amen.
Come on, yeah. God. You didn't make it. Get up from there. Come on. Stop sitting on your stool and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know you got a song. You used to sing. Get up. Yeah. You used to preach. Get up.
Yeah.
Take your smoke.
Yeah.
I know this is evangelistic revival, but come on. Whatever.
Amen.
Whatever God says.
Yes.
He cried in the chief place of concourse.
In the openings of the gate.
In the openings of the gate.
In the city she uttered her word.
In the city she uttered her word, saying,
How long,
ye simple one?
Will ye love?
How long are you going to stay in this condition? How long am I going to keep on calling your name and talking to you? And finding you everywhere you go. And talking to you in your room. And at your job. And in your school. And everywhere you go. How long? How long will you love sin? You know the way of sin is simple.
Yeah.
I look at the word simple. Let me see if I can find it.
Let's see here. I guess I'm in talk here.
Simple. Ordinary. Common.
Yeah.
Not important or significant. Having little sense or intelligence. I didn't say it was a dictionary thing. Silly. Degraded to weakness. You know what? The life of sin will degrade you. You know what? I often tell people, you know what the devil does to his people? He's tempting them. He's your master. And what he tells you to do, you're going to do it. Oh, I got strong self. No, you ain't got no strong self. When the devil tells you to do something, you're going to do it. He's your master. Well, I'm going to try to stop you. Listen, come on. I know we want to do better, but this, I'm going to try to stop this. I'm going to try to stop that. No. You can't stop it yourself. You need the power of Jesus. You need the blood of Jesus to be applied to your life. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And old things are passed away. That's what your deliverance is in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No deliverance is not in no program. Or I'm going to get weaned off. I'm going to get a patch so I can stop smoking cigarettes. No. Your deliverance is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is your deliverance.
That's right.
Your attitude. Come on now. I'm going to go get some counseling. No. You better get to Jesus.
Amen.
I know we may have problems. We have to get some counseling. I'm not taking away from that. But I'm saying the power is in Jesus Christ.
Praise
Amen.
That's where the power lies. All right, come on. How long, you simple one?
And the scorners.
How long, you? Go back 22. How long, you simple one?
Will ye love simplicity?
Will ye love simplicity? Is this mine, you brother? Is this mine? Come on, read.
And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge.
Yes, fools hate knowledge.
Turn you
at my reproof.
Behold, I will pour out
my spirit. God is obligated to do it, brother.
Yes.
He is obligated to talk to us. He just got you saying it. The voice of wisdom is crying.
Yeah.
It's crying. He was even faithful to the food.
Yeah.
You know what? The good thing about God, God is merciful.
Yeah.
He didn't leave the food just going on thinking he was all right.
Yeah.
He said, listen, you're doing all this stuff, and don't you know this life, your soul can be required of you?
All right.
God is faithful to you tonight.
Amen.
God is faithful. Don't you leave here the same way you came. Don't you leave here the same way you came. You better measure up. If God is talking to you, you better come on. This could be the night.
All right, come on. Turn ye in our reproof.
Behold,
I will pour out my spirit unto you.
I will make
and I will make known my words unto you. Let's take it along here.
We want to come back. Hold your finger there.
Let's go here. Because some of God's faithfulness, the prophet Isaiah.
The prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 55.
Verse number 1. Take me slow here. Hold on just a moment. Let me get together here. Praise God.
Yes. Thank you for your prayers.
Praise God. Isaiah 55.
We're going to start reading at verse number 1. Isaiah 55:1. You ready? Go ahead.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You see that? I want you, everybody, look at the Bible. You see that H over there? Mm-hmm. And there's a comma after it. The prophet was excited.
You know, before they say Merry Christmas, they say,
Merry Christmas. The prophet Isaiah, he wants to use it as an attention getter.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to explain something. Some of God's faithfulness is. He says, ho! Come on.
Everyone
that thirsty.
You know what, sons of God? One day you got thirsty. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? You know what? As we say, I said the song before I started. Seeking everywhere, lonely sin, I thought was plenty.
Yeah.
Something that would satisfy.
Yeah.
Something that would quench the thirsting of my soul. Don't you know that every soul has a thirst?
Yeah. Yeah.
Every soul that walks the face of this earth. But the problem is, they use other means to try to quench this. And they don't realize that they're going to stay thirsty.
Amen.
They're going to keep coming back.
Right.
He says, but everyone that thirsteth,
come ye to
the waters.
Ye that have no money, come ye.
That rich man had all he wanted.
Yeah, right.
But praise God, you can come to Jesus without no money.
Yeah.
Huh? You don't need no money to be saved.
Amen.
Just come as you are.
Yes.
He says, come ye to the water. Come on.
He that had no money,
come ye by.
Eat.
Yeah. Come and get the soul fed. Thank God you've come to Mount Zion tonight.
Amen.
You've come to the city where just men are made perfect, praise God.
Amen.
Thank God every need that you have is in Mount Zion.
Yes.
You may say, well, Tim, Brother Tim, stop lifting up Mount Zion. Stop lifting up the church of God. Well, you can't lift up the church of God without leaving Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the church.
Amen.
Huh? He says, come ye to the waters, read.
And he that had no money,
come ye buy, and he yea, come buy run wine, milk.
Without money.
Without Christ. Yeah, come on.
Wherefore
you've been spending all your money down at the riverboat, down at the lounge, down here and there. You've been spending all your money. You spend all your money, come on. For that which is, come on. Wait, hold on, go back. Wherefore do you spend all your money?
Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not
that ain't even going to satisfy you.
Yeah.
That don't even have no substance.
Right.
You go and get your little hangover, and then you ain't no good the next day. You vomiting everywhere.
Amen.
Ain't even got no substance. You see your problem still there, and you just looking more ugly.
Yeah.
And thinking.
Yeah.
Now, who wants to send anybody on some foolishness like that?
Right.
The countless doors we want to, and the smell of different types of things. Almost unbearable.
Yeah. One man, I know the Lord.
Yeah. And his beard sitting right there on the floor.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I'm coming. I'm going to come.
You spend all the money. And I'm not just talking about, you know, people that get all this money and they're keeping all their children to walk the Disney world and going to this functionality. You spend all your money, go ahead, for that which is not bread,
and your labor,
you know what? Sin is a labor.
Yes.
Sin will wear on you.
True.
Sin will cause you to suffer thirst.
Yes.
Amen.
It is a disease.
Yeah. They called it the soul of man to be deprived.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what? I had a friend, Brother Kenneth Owens. He called me last night. Wanted to be delivered. He said, "Tim, I just want this to be away from me. I don't want it anymore. I just want it to go away. Tim, help me. They get ready to come to my house. I just want it to go away. This disease of sin." And you can just feel it over the phone. I called Brother King. It was such a devastating situation. I didn't want to tell him something that was wrong. I said, "Brother, let me call somebody that may have a little more experience with this." And he called on you and he just, I just want to go away from this. I don't want this no more. And he prayed with it. It struck me. Is somebody struggling tonight? Huh? Is there somebody struggling tonight? Does somebody want deliverance tonight? Go ahead.
And your labor
for that which is satisfied not.
Hearken diligently unto me.
Yes. Come on.
And eat
that which is good.
And let your soul delight.
And let your soul just be filled up with good things.
Amen.
I'm so glad that the saints of God can gather together and have a good time.
Amen.
And you know what? Tonight we don't have to get drunk and then have a hangover tomorrow morning. But you know what? Tomorrow morning we go out to 226 and have church.
Amen.
And we can smell good.
Yeah.
And we can look good. That's what Jesus will do for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's what Jesus Christ want to do for you.
Yeah.
He want to meet. He loves you. Oh, he's going to show you here. Go ahead. Verse 3.
Incline your ear
and come unto me. God is just pleading tonight. Come unto me. Go ahead.
Hear.
And your soul shall live.
And I will
when you are in sin, your soul is dead.
Right?
Amen.
And I will make an everlasting
covenant with you. God want to make a covenant with somebody tonight. This covenant is binding. It's binding.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I made an everlasting covenant.
Amen.
With Jesus Christ. Don't you want to make a covenant tonight? Go ahead.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with you.
Even the sure verses of David. Let me show you this covenant that God made with some of us tonight. Go to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter.
Yes. Yeah.
Praise God, He made a covenant with you and I. Some of us, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, that was a little weak. Yeah. He made a covenant with some of you all.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm glad He made that covenant with me. Come on. Chapter 2, verse 1. Come on, read it.
And you have quickened.
Who were dead in Christ's righteousness and sin. We were dead in our sin. But then God, He quickened us.
Yeah.
He made us alive.
Thank
God. Thank God, He can make you alive.
Amen.
Thank God, one day He came and spoke to my soul and made me alive.
Yeah.
And you have quickened. Come on, read it. Stay with me now.
Right.
The powers of the world.
the devil.
Yeah, right.
Working according to his course.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what he wanted you to do. Come on.
The spirit that now
works into the children of disobedience.
Go ahead. Among whom also we all had our conversation.
We had our conversation. Some of y'all have some filthy mouth.
Praise God for deliverance.
Praise God.
Amen.
That filthy mouth.
Praise God.
That's filthy. Looking at things on the internet, you all ought not be looking at. Praise God, he can clean you up.
Amen.
Going places you all ought not to go. Thanks, children. Brother Shannon, going down doing things you all ought not to do. You knew better.
Yes.
But God's mercy came to him one day.
Amen.
Praise God, and God using his filth. See, God didn't say, well, you know what? You had your chance already. He said, no, I'll take you back.
Yeah.
He'll make a covenant, another covenant with you.
Yeah.
God is not willing that any should perish.
True.
I had this trouble. I can't get back. I tried.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can hit the rocks tonight. Well, try again. Amen. So what you tried already?
Yeah.
Try again.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I can't do it unless God draw me. Well, he's drawn you.
Yeah.
He's not willing to any should perish. Have you committed the unpardonable sin? Have you blasphemed the Holy Ghost? If you haven't, God will make a covenant with you.
Amen.
God will take you back.
Yeah.
Huh? He's married to the backslider.
Yeah.
Huh? That son, the prodigal son, that went to the pit end. He opened him with open arms.
Yeah.
The other son got jealous when he came back.
Yeah.
He said, "Now I've been here with you all this time, and you didn't do all that for me. God want to have a feast with you tonight."
Amen.
Come on back, Father.
Yeah.
God want to have a feast with you tonight. Who God want to have a feast with tonight? Huh? Come on, church. Where we at?
Among whom also
we had
our conversation in times past and the lust of our flesh.
All right, come on.
Fulfilling the desires of the mind.
Yes.
And whereby nature,
the children of wrath. Come on.
Even as others.
Uh huh.
But God who is.
Where we at? Tell me. But God.
Yeah.
I found where we are. Verse number 4. But God, you did all this stuff. But thank God for the but.
Yeah.
But God, who is rich in mercy, come on.
For his great love, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead,
he still bring out that deadness. You know, people say, I don't want to be no Christian because it's so boring. No.
You don't know.
I just stopped the living.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
When you get connected to Jesus Christ, you just stopped the living.
Right.
That's real living. That's what real living is all about.
Amen.
Serving Jesus Christ. Come on.
Even when we were dead in sin,
have quickened us together with Christ.
By grace are you saved, and have raised us up together and made us.
God, we can be here tonight. Look at all these beautiful people.
Yeah.
Y'all look good and probably smell good and all that good stuff and brush your teeth and everything. And you're looking good. But don't you sit there like you always been that way.
Right.
Yes. One day you were stinking with sin.
Amen.
And you stunk in the nostrils of God.
Yes.
And God had to clean you up.
Amen.
We can be so sophisticated. I have my master's degree in. I worked with such and such a company. No. You still was ugly in God's sight.
That's right.
That's right.
Jesus came and hid your ugliness.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Hid my ugliness. Thank God, as ugly as I am, God can hide my ugliness. Thank God the blood of Jesus washed away that ugliness.
Amen.
And made me what I ought to be. Come on!
He
raised us up together. And made us sit together in Zion, praise God. He wants you to sit together with us tonight. I know the hour is late and I have a lot here to go, but I'm not going to. We're going to go back to Proverbs. Y'all ready to go home now?
No.
Y'all ready to sit down? It's quiet in here. Proverbs 1. Read that verse 20 again. Wisdom cries aloud.
She uttereth her voice.
She utters her voice in the streets.
She cries in the chief place. In the openings of the gate.
In the openings of the gate.
In the city, she uttereth her word.
Yes, he's calling.
How long, ye simple ones, will you love?
How long?
And the scorners delight in
how long? How long?
And fools take knowledge.
Fools take knowledge.
Turn you at my reproof.
Yes.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit.
Unto
you, I will make known my
word. God is trying to make a covenant with us tonight.
Because I have called.
God is trying to help somebody.
And ye have refused.
But because I have called.
I have stretched.
Now you could, hold on. Now, you said this verse 10, keep doing all this negative talk. No, we just got to be talking about how he quickened us.
Yeah.
There's some positive in it.
Amen.
He quickened us. And he wanted to make a covenant with us. Yeah. Now let's look at the flip side. Yeah. If you don't come on and make the covenant.
That's right.
All right? Now we told you what you guys need to do.
Yeah.
But if you don't do that, this is the result. Come on.
Because I have called.
Hold on. I've called. Take me soldiers. And he refused.
I have stretched out my hand.
Hold on. The Bible talks about shoving your shoulders.
I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I like this girl. I like my cigarette. I sing in the choir. What you talking about?
I'm a deacon in the church. I'm the choir director.
Yeah.
I play piano. Come on.
Good, brother.
Right.
Amen.
Well, I help somebody
I grew up around the church. I know what to do when I'm ready. Shoving the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
I can help somebody tonight. Because I've called
and you refuse.
Come on, what's your reason with us tonight? Because I've called and you refuse.
I have stretched out my hand. And no,
I followed you everywhere you went. I begged you to come back to me. I've done all that I could. I've tried my best because I've called. I tried to make a covenant with you because I've called. Come on.
And no man regards.
You wouldn't regard me.
But ye have said,
He has set at naught all of my counsel.
And with no
all the counsel I gave, all the counsel Brother King gave you. There's God that's kind of talking to you. The little children are trying to help you. Brother Carpenter are trying to help you. Singing songs trying to help you. People get under the burden, but you put in a request. You got it all over the recording on New Year's Day. Trying to help you. Having all types of meetings, thinking about you. Inviting you out to dinner. Thinking about you. But because I have called. Come on now. It's not, you're supposed to be required of you. This is a more sobering message tonight, I know. Because I called, and you refused. Come on.
I have stretched out my hand. And no man regarded. But ye have set it all of my counsel. And would none of my reproof. I also.
This is God talking. You better listen tonight.
Amen.
Don't you sit there like you got it to be together. You better listen tonight.
Amen.
You better hear the word of God. You better look past this little boy sitting up here. You better just listen to God. Because I called. God talking now.
Right.
Yeah. God used a donkey. You better listen.
All right.
God used a little child. You better listen.
Yeah.
Because I called.
Right.
Well, I'm saved. I've called you.
Right.
Come on now. We're talking to the saints and we're talking to the church. And sinners tonight. Come on.
Yeah.
We revival.
Amen.
Yeah. Revival is change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obama say change we can believe in, and he ain't making no change, but praise God, this is the real change. Yeah, so y'all don't know, I ain't no Obama fan. Praise God. I hope they go on the tape. Put it on the internet. Because I've called and you refused. Go ahead.
I have stretched out my hand.
No, I've done everything. You knew where we were going.
But ye have said it.
Ye have said it in all of my counsel,
and with none
of my reproof.
I also.
I'm going to do exactly what you did to me. I will ask for your clarity.
I will mock.
When everything is going wrong with you, look at him. That sounds harsh, doesn't it? It's in your Bible. It's in my Bible.
Right, yeah.
I didn't see it.
Right.
I will laugh at your calamity.
I will mock.
What does it mean to mock? Do the very thing you did. I gave you your God said, I gave you your time. That was my time. So the very thing you did to me, God, but wait, I'm ready.
Serious.
Give up that girl. Give up your way. Give up your worldly fashion. You want to get up and sing in the choir and come up before God any kind of way. No. You better get rid of it.
Amen.
I'll bet the king didn't catch me this time. God caught you.
Right.
You hypocrite.
Yep.
If you have the nerve to say that the king didn't catch me this time, you know that you're doing something wrong. And therefore you are a hypocrite.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Your sins have gone up before God. Come on, church.
Yeah.
We church of God, right?
Amen.
We believe in living the holy.
Yes.
Come on. Upon Zion there shall be deliverance.
Amen.
Amen. We believe in turning the heat up in Zion.
Amen.
We live separate from the world.
Amen.
We don't wear anything and go anywhere and do what we want to do.
Amen.
We have a master, Brother Clark.
Amen.
That master is God.
Amen.
And you better listen to him. Come on, I know I'm getting off here. Come on. Because I call. Where we at? I also will laugh at your climbing. Oh my God. I don't want God to laugh at me. Oh, I don't want God. You don't want God to laugh at you. You know, Brother Rusty may be done with you. It's one thing to have Brother Rusty to be done with you. And Brother Ken say, well, there's no more hope for you. And Brother Clark says, there's no more hope for you. But for God to say it,
that's
a dangerous situation.
Amen.
But see, he can miss it. He can miss it.
Yeah.
But God got your number.
Amen.
God got my number. And he knew where you are.
Yes,
you think you're getting by?
No.
Come on. No. Young people, we think we're getting by? Old people? The gospel's for everyone.
Amen.
Oh, he's just a little boy. Well, if God is in it, they'll listen. I also will laugh at your calamity.
I will mock
when your fear cometh.
When your fear cometh.
When your fear cometh as desolation.
And your destruction. And your destruction cometh.
And the world. Everything. Yeah. Everything. Everything is going to your life.
When distress and anguish cometh upon you.
When distress and anguish cometh upon you.
Then shall.
Then you want to call on me.
Yeah.
Then you want to say, but here, can you pick me up? I want to come to church. Then you want to call me. Uh-huh.
But I will not answer.
We're Brother Ken in the Philippines right now. Now you want to call me. You set in service after service. And I've had to help you. You went to the altar call, but you didn't get your help. You went to the altar, but you didn't get your help. And you know, you only told Brother Ken part of the story. Well, I no. What's the problem? Come on. Then shall you call upon me?
But I will not.
I'm almost done. I know y'all ready to go. Y'all ready to go eat. I know. Ready to go have fellowship. I know. You better listen tonight.
Amen.
You better forget about that burger.
Amen.
You better listen to the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
But I will not enter.
I will not enter.
They shall seek me early.
They shall seek me early. Oh, early in the morning. I can't even sleep. Oh, I was up at 4 this morning for the kids.
But they shall not find me.
They can't find me.
Right.
Go ahead.
For that they hated knowledge.
They hated knowledge.
And did not.
They hated that voice of wisdom.
Right.
They hated that counsel. They hated that reproof. And now you want to come on.
And did not choose.
And
did
not
Lord.
Choose the fear of the Lord.
They would none of my.
They
counsel.
Would none of my counsel.
They despised.
They
all
despised
my
all my reproof.
Therefore, of the fruit of their own.
You know what? You know what? All that stuff that my wisdom was calling to you, that I was telling you to stop doing, that I was telling you to wake up. Come on now.
Yes.
I told you to refrain from it. I'm going to let you do it now. And I'm going to let you enjoy it. And I'm going to give you over and to a resolute life.
Amen.
I'm going to give you over. I'm going to let you, you're going to go on. You know what? I believe this. I believe that there are some people, and you may not agree with me. If I'm wrong, you can correct me. You can talk to me afterwards. But I believe that there are some people that are walking the face of this earth, and they're gone. You can have revival. You can have cottage meetings. You can have Bible studies. They are gone. Now, if you don't agree with me, you can talk to me afterwards. They are done. Don't you sit around the church of God and be done. It's a dangerous situation here. Come on, I'm getting ready to stop. Come on.
Therefore shall they eat of
the
fruit of their own way.
Oh, their own way. I'm giving you over. Come on.
And be filled with the Bible.
I will fill you with it.
For the turning away.
You know, I believe some people's hell is going to be the very thing they love.
Yeah.
Just indulge in it. If you love to drink, God may just let you drink until you're tired of it. Come on.
For the turning away of the simple shall slay them.
Yes.
And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them.
All right. Now, if you want help tonight, why don't you come?
Amen.
Come on. Come on. You know what? Even, you know what I can tell people? If you're not saved, come and get a mind to be saved. Come on, show us that. Show us that. Come on, come on, come on. I believe that God has spoken. We've had a good service. The singing was good. The testimonies were good. Come on. God is trying to help somebody. I know it. I know it for a fact. Come on, wherever you are. Whatever it may be. Somebody get a song ready here. Come on, God's talking to you. Whatever your situation is, there's an altar tonight. I know you're ready to go home, but come on. What's your need tonight? There's an altar here. There's an altar here. There's an altar. There's a chair here. Praise God. Come on. What are we singing? Come on. Who is God talking to you tonight? Don't you want your deliverance? Don't you want your help tonight? Don't you want to receive help? You don't want to go home the same way you came. We won't sing it. We won't sing.
When the clerk said, all he did was just lean. You know what I'll do? I'll come and walk with you.
Yes.
I'll come and walk with you.
this lady a call. You do it all this stuff. And God told Mrs. Smith, he said, this night, your soul will be recovered. Yeah. You ain't coming tomorrow. You only got today. You only got right now. You better come on. All the rocks in here, so what? I don't think I'm going to do it. All the rocks in here, so what? You know what I want you to do? Yeah. You little children. You know you're here with mommy and daddy. You're here with all of them. Come on, sing a verse.
Praise God.
The altar's
open.
That you understand the exchange rate, because that one American dollar might be Cindy Gonzalez in another country. And if you don't understand that, if you don't understand what you're trading your money for, somebody's going to take advantage of you. Somebody's going to sneak up like they did on me and snatch a couple $100 from you. Why? I wasn't aware. Didn't know what was going on. I missed out. How's it with you spiritually today? See, the devil, he's the master of disguises, and he's going to promise you a whole lot. He's going to promise you ones and a lot of zeros behind it, and you get to thinking, well, I'm going to get that six-figure income. You come to eternity, and he says, oh, wait, I forgot to tell you, the zeros are in front of the ones. All you get is a little penny. What's your soul worth tonight? Spirit of God's dealing. As we say in other verses, you just to get considered, turn your life over to Christ.
Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Thank you. Brother Mike, I believe wisdom's crying in the streets tonight, brother. Asking, why don't you come? I believe there's another one that needs to come, brother.
Yeah, amen. We're not going to shut down the Spirit of God. Come in and move amongst the word here and now for me.
Yeah.
Speak to each one of us. While he's speaking, it's important that we listen. You have a decision tonight to make. Maybe you've faced that decision before, or maybe this is the first time you've been faced with that decision. But God's calling you.
Yes.
You can't get away. You can't walk away from the Spirit of God. When He's drawing you, and that is time to move. No, you can't walk away from the Spirit of God. The problem is going to be when He walks away from you. You can make it home tonight, still be thinking, considering. Rich man. That was his last thoughts. This is what I'm going to do. Are you taking that selfish path tonight? This is what you're going to do? Or are you going to submit your life to Christ?
Thank you.
into before we came. That if every head would bow. We will just come to you and go. We reach the enemy, Lord.
Yes.
The bondage of sin, Lord, that is holding over people,
right,
Lord.
Now, Lord.
God, we just pray, Lord, that you would lift that bondage, God.
Amen.
That each mind would be clear, Lord.
God bless you.
They would yield to you, God. You know each heart here, each condition, Lord.
Right, God.
And we just pray of a rebuke, God, on the enemy assault.
Yes.
That needs to be met, Lord.
Yes.
We know he's fighting. But God, we know that you have more power than we have.
Yes,
God.
And we can obtain victory, Lord, through you. God, I pray in a very special way, Lord, that your presence would come down, that you continue to minister amongst the people tonight, God. We ask these things.
Yes.
There's a light that is from the reaching the Lord, where the call of His Spirit is born.
Bidding high. He's saying, all right, I'll give you double or nothing. But in reality, he has nothing to offer you. Come on now. Are you going to go home tonight and lay your head down on that pillow? Question. Why did numbers? Why can't I get over? Why do I have to go back to drugs? Why do I have to go back to living in sin? Why am I bound like this? Why didn't I get deliverance? Or are you going to come tonight and say, thank God, as the brother did last night, thank God I got deliverance.
Amen.
Praise God.
What's he going to be tonight? Have you counted?
Amen. That's your time.
an announcement was made tonight. Sister so-and-so didn't make it home. Brother so-and-so didn't make it home. It will be an awful thing. You will stand before God. You know you're not right. You will stand before God.
God did not move. I did not move. It's too late.
Come on. Don't sit there and resist. Don't stand there and resist the Holy Ghost. Come on. We're not crazy. We know when God is talking to you.
That's right.
It's all over your face. You see it? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. This be worth it. To be here at 10 o'clock, be worth it.
Yes.
It'd be worth it.
Yes.
Thank y'all willing to pay me over that one soul.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
It'd be worth it. The angels, you know what they're doing? They're rooting for you. Come on.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
It's like $1 million that you refuse. People would think I was stupid about it. I refused $1 million. All right. You satisfied? You want to say it like that? We can sing till we do the thing.
Brother Sam, you read down through Proverbs chapter 1, but you missed one verse. That was the last one, brother. Do you mind if I read that?
Go ahead, brother.
Verse 33 says, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil."
Praise God.
There's safety in God tonight. There's safety in the Lord.
Yes.
But you have to make that decision to walk with Him.
I'm gonna get of age, and I got to figure it out.
I'm going to reject what I've been taught. I'm going to reject this God. And I'm going to live at large. Thank God he got a hold of me. Thank God he changed my desires. Thank God, Brother Artie, he's changed your desires. He set my feet on a rock to stay. What's he going to do to me? God's still talking to you. Are you going to give in to God? God's begging you tonight. I'm not begging you. God's begging you. Please. How are you doing? God's saying,
I got the plan of salvation. I've got freedom for you. Somebody's just standing there in front of one of the chances. Here's the other one. Try it one more time. And if you do this, maybe a little teddy bear. Maybe another handful of quarters coming out of the machine. Where are you going to get? What's the devil really got to offer you tonight? Not a whole lot. Temporary. Yeah, he's getting another handful of quarters, but he's going to make you stand there and put them right back in the machine. That's exactly what I'm saying. Tonight. Thank you.
But I'm not going to wait sad and sorrowful. I'm thankful that the Spirit of God.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
I'm thankful that
meat were met.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that I was given this opportunity. See God's faithfulness put on
display.
I'm thankful for the revival effort. We know that each one soul is saved.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
And him, you said that last time.
Amen.
Just that one soul. A lot of seeds have been planted.
Praise God.
That seed still has time to grow if God grants time. So what do we got to do? Well, we got to keep watering. We got to keep planting. Appreciate the outreach that's been here each night. Different ones. Seems like the crowd's gotten bigger each night. We have about 40 and have about 60, 70, 80 tonight. God's working. He's doing it. In terms of the services, this is the last service. But the revival can live on.
Yeah.
It better live on.
Amen.
We need to keep moving forward to the Lord. Next service in the north is going to be Wednesday night at 6:30. We'll be meeting here at 6:30. Call you back in room 7. You check the boards when you come in. Next service Wednesday night at 6:30. And we typically have services weekly here in Illinois, once a week. And if you can't make it, you know, go to Preston, get a hold of him.
You don't have to know about that part, but they're
praying for services, Lord willing, in the morning. The name will start at 10:30. Mulberry.
10 o'clock.
So it's 10 o'clock at the Mulberry. And I'll be having services, I'm sure, up the mountain.
10 o'clock.
Everybody's invited. If you don't know how to get there, follow Brother Danny tonight. Services elsewhere are still praying. Faces that we met. Didn't see the Darnell coming in. I've seen them here and there, 1, 2, 3, 4, and tonight I guess they're all here.
Praise God.
Good to have them with us.
Amen.
So, just leave it. So, good to see each one out. Thank you.
Right.
but on his knees, that's who can do it.
Right.
So if he is, I'm going to say, better than I expected. Now, he will stop. He will be